Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson, and I'm here with my co-host,
Layseth Tilson.
And we got our second co-host.
Yes, I got some co-hosts.
Jacob Lay Tilson. And we have a Lissy Lou. Listen Lou. Listener? Viewer?
Listener. Listener.
Quiet
audience.
Watcher.
Spectator.
Her name's Bew, and she is pretty and smart and mean. To me only. Apparently any person that is fat or old, if you're out there, she thinks I'm you. It's like, oh, that looks like Seth. Old, fat, check and check. Perfect. Identical match. Twins.
Oh, Miss B. All right. So, thank you for tuning in, everybody. It's been a couple of weeks, as per usual. That's what we've been kind of running into lately. But, glad you guys are still here. We had a fun time. We went to Las Vegas. Seth and I did.
Viva Las Vegas.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
And I stayed home.
What's that?
And it was a good time.
Jacob stayed home. He didn't
get to go.
It
was a good time. I caught a bug right before we went there, so I kind of felt queasy the whole time we were there. But even with that, it was a great time.
Oh, it was an awesome time. I always enjoy Vegas. We will talk a little more about Vegas here in a few.
Expensive.
Well, it's very expensive in Vegas. More expensive in Vegas this time than it was my last time.
I think it was because it was the holiday weekend.
I think it was because of the holiday weekend.
Which we didn't even know we were doing. We just found Garth Brooks tickets and went with them. Who knew it was going to be on a holiday weekend?
That's right. You know? And then, yeah, it turns out it's a holiday weekend. So, but we'll chat about all that here in just a second.
We'll get to it. Quit nagging us.
I know. Jeebly Christmas.
Fuck.
Okay. Sorry, Grandma. Don't worry. She's mean to everybody. She hits me sometimes.
She's super mean to me. I don't want to talk about it. We're going to get together and we're gonna do Viva la Resistance. We're going to rise above her tyranny. Together, you and me.
All right, everybody. Go check us out. All of our social media accounts. We're all over social media. So Facebook, the tweeters. TikTok. Tikataka, however you say it. Is that, am I saying it right? Tikatok?
TikTok.
Yeah, I think we're saying the same thing.
You plotting on me?
I don't know.
What?
You plotting on me. You don't have to yell. We can hear you. You're lucky you're pretty.
All right. So ever since Vegas, I've been getting over a little bit of a cold. So that's why I put it off for another week. But should be good. I might cough in your ear a little bit. But, you know.
Coffee. Another like 6 weeks.
What's that?
You put it off for like another 6 weeks.
I'm not putting up. No. We couldn't go another 6 weeks. All right, yeah, so good. I'm tired of waiting. All right, so we've had this freaking Taco Bell gift card sitting here for months. I mean, it's been forever.
It's probably expired. Who wants to win an expired Taco Bell gift card?
We're giving it away. We had one person comment, and he's always listening to us. So, Mr. Mattson, you have won a Taco Bell gift card. I will drop it off by your house.
You want to know what the cool thing is about an expired Taco Bell gift card? Is it gets you to Taco Bell.
That's right.
You don't know until you get there, but hey, you still get the food.
We are in no way affiliated with Taco Bell yet.
We'd like to be.
We'd like to be.
Love Taco Bell.
Yeah, we're really trying for that. So if you guys happen to work for a Taco Bell and you're like, we really want to sponsor Crack and Crime, we are so down for that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we're basically already sponsoring it.
I told Jacqueline, I was like, if at our wedding, I would love Taco Bell to cater it.
Oh.
She got all mad. Anyway, she's got a black eye, but
it's fine. That's what Jacob and I were at a graduation here a few weeks ago, and we decided that we are doing we're going to have Taco Bell cater his graduation party.
That's great. That's genius.
Yeah, I don't even think they do that.
Great. I hope my son is half of what you are.
if we can just go up to the front desk and just hand him a little, like, card. And just being like,
cocaine?
Sponsor us.
Yeah, that'll do it. He's on the right track.
I don't think he was going there with that.
No, I don't think he was. I probably should chill out. Sorry, Grandma. This is going to be a bad one.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to cover also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So, Mr. Mattson, we're going to get you this Taco Bell gift card. You done won it. No, you're the only entry. And we like you anyway, so there
you
go.
Like, we have a lot to cover, and I was like, as the saying goes in prison, a buttload. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a
lot.
Tight schedule. You know what to loosen that up? A little T-belt.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's move on before it turns
so,
15 minutes.
I know Jake has been giving us a hard time about getting on with the topic, but this is what people are here for. All right, the whole point of the podcast from the beginning was for me to tell Seth all kinds of stories because he doesn't know anything. And
at all. Yeah, I know nothing.
No, every time I bring something up, I'm like, "Hey, piece of resistance," and he's like, "What?
What does anything you said at all mean?"
That is. The Lego movie, dude. How does he not get that? You know, it's just... So anyway.
What are letters? What are these things you're putting together? They're going to sound all fancy.
So the whole point is that we're basically just telling and teaching Seth things. Yeah. Telling fun stories, and we're getting his reaction to them. And then we added in Mr. Jacob. So here you are.
Yep. Welcome.
Welcome.
Be grateful. And then this is a very famous podcast. I don't know if you know that.
Right.
It's top notch. It's Joe Rogan.
Slow rolling.
Crack and crime. Like, who knows?
Right. Like, which
depends
one's
on
the difference?
Week.
Yeah.
We don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah. So, anyway, Mr. Rogan, we'll get to you at one of these times. And I talk about Kevin Hart all the time. Like, we're going to get to you.
I'd like to put an official apology out to Rogan and Kevin Hart. Like, sorry, you're on the waiting list. You weren't the first to apply. Like, you're just going to have to wait like everybody else. Like,
right.
I want to give you special treatment, but we're just too packed. We're
I know.
Too busy.
Like, what?
We
seriously?
Can't get to you. We're not fucking Superman. We're just going to have to wait.
In the next episode, Mike Tyson
nagging us about it.
We've already sent out an invite to Mike Tyson. We're just waiting for his people to get back in touch with our people.
Yeah.
So,
he's so much smaller than we are when it comes to popularity. I mean, he's a sign.
Right.
I don't even know if we sent her the right email. Like, he's second rate. First rate boxer. Don't hurt me. We also got another episode coming up where we're going to have Matt Larson come in.
Yes.
Good friend of ours. He's going to come in and sit down for a few episodes. How you doing, Matt? You fucking bitch. little inside joke. I'm a man. He's not. I'm going to hear about that later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we're going to bring him in. That'll be fun.
That'd be a great time.
That'll be a great time.
Garcia needs to phone in one of these days.
Yes.
That'd be a great time, too.
Yeah. We need to get some stuff out on our Patreon.
Did we ever send that jerky out? Didn't we do...
Yeah, it's on its way. I'm going to be getting that for you.
We like to do giveaways and not give it away.
I know. Yeah, it takes me a while to get down to a post office to send that. I'll get this gift card delivered to Mattson before I get the jerky sent to Texas. I mean, it's going to be, I'm not going to lie, I'm terrible about it, but he
like
is going
to
get
very it. Religious slutty lady, you know, like we like to give it out, but not really. We like to make everyone feel like we're going to give it out, but not do it. We just want the attention.
All right. If you haven't picked up by a lot of our talk already, with us going to Vegas, we decided we're going to do a Vegas episode.
Yeah, why not?
Before we get to that real fast, let's shout out to our Patreons. We've got a couple of Patreons. Grandma.
Grams.
Yeah,
I love
thank you.
You. Sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Garcia, thank you, sir.
Sexy.
Appreciate
Mexican.
It. And then, what is it? Pure Leaf?
Pure Leaf. Yep.
Right? Or is it,
CBD.
No, Phelps Harvest.
Phelps Harvest. An alternative to health.
Yeah. So thank you to Phelps Harvest. Check them out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely appreciate all you guys on Patreon. We're going
to
try to get some new stuff out there.
A new Patreon. It's called Tilson Plumbing.
Oh.
So you know, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. They get a discounted rate, but they're going to be in there.
That's
Tilson
great.
Tilson Plumbing, local. If you're around Kearney, Holdridge, anywhere within 50 miles of that area, give them a call. They're fantastic plumbers. Plumber. Huh. It's me. I'm not going to pay a whole lot for this either. I'm here. I'm on it. That's what you get.
Right.
Tilson Plumbing.
Yeah.
308, yeah. Call it.
All right. So this week we're talking about Las Vegas. So Vegas was a ton of fun. We did have tickets to the Garth Brooks show.
I did. I gave mine up.
Well, I had tickets for you, but yeah. Then you decided not to go. So then we sold those tickets, and that actually went pretty good. There was a couple there from Wisconsin that bought the tickets from me,
yeah.
And then they sat
and
there.
Did you
and
see
then,
them too while you were there, by the way?
But they sat right next to me.
You were supposed to sit right next to
me. I didn't tell them that they bought the tickets for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they came in. I just talked to them. They were there from Wisconsin. And
were they talking about, like, hey, we got lucky and bought these off of somebody?
Yeah.
You're like, that's crazy.
I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, you guys didn't overpay at all. Yeah.
You guys got lucky.
Yeah. So, no, it was nice. They were fun. The show was amazing.
Dad, please tell me you were just like, going once, going twice, sold!
That's how I sell everything.
Exactly,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
He does it at Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yeah.
I'll take
a
bean
burrito,
that'll
be $2.99.
Sold! I like the price, it's gone.
So, no, it was really good. I was a little bit nervous.
Five labor burritos.
So, I was a little bit nervous. Because I like the big show so much, but it was really good with the one man show, and the band was there the whole entire time. So he just probably talked a little more than he does in a normal show, but I mean he was out there for 3 hours.
Oh, I wish I could have gone. I mean I've seen the stadium one, and it was great, and I would have loved to have gone to this one. I bet it was fantastic.
So
you could have
a little bit. Well, $900 for two tickets, or like. Coming off of a surgery and going into another surgery within an 8-month span.
Right.
I
get
it.
That
it
was.
I couldn't swing it.
Right. I get that it was. Yeah, it was an expensive concert, but
it was still.
Worth I mean,
it, I bet.
I'm seeing, you know, like Kevin Hart tickets in Omaha and.
Several $100, ain't they?
Yeah, they're.
I bet, yeah.
It's all getting pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And as far as a show goes, Garth usually has pretty good. But this one is the most expensive Garth tickets that I've ever, you know, but it's...
And I bet you've been to bigger ones, closer ones, and that's just kind of how the economy is right now.
Right. So, I mean, I know that I've seen some other events. I mean, even just trying to go to a George Strait concert, you gotta justify, is it worth spending $1,000 for tickets to go see George Strait?
Yeah.
And that may be nosebleeds. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So...
Nuts.
But, you know...
I got lucky, though. We ended up... So we looked up...
All right, Las Vegas crime stories.
Well, we're still talking about Las Vegas.
Right.
So
yeah,
we ended up getting lucky, and we got to see Matt Franco the same night you went to Garth Brooks. Just as a quick... within a few hours before it started, we found some tickets for, like, I think it was $65 a ticket. And
yeah,
he's the one that won America's Got Talent, and he did a great job, and it was worth it. I loved every bit of it.
Hey, put your phone down. We're talking. We're on a podcast.
I'll see you in court.
Yeah, there's no filming of the podcast during the podcast. Get out of here.
No, there's people that kill for that.
Right.
That footage.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know what you just about did.
Jeez. Oh man.
No, I thought the show was really, really good. I was at the show. Lady had had cancer, and then he ended up giving his guitar to her at the end of the show. And he sang "If Tomorrow Never Comes" for her, and then it was a very touching moment. He offered her tickets to come back a year from now, and he's going to fly her back out. All this stuff.
Yeah, told her to fight cancer and beat it, right?
Right. Yeah, it's said. So that means it's going to be a year from now. So you have to beat it. I'm flying you back here to see my show in Vegas.
Fantastic.
Amazing. And then on Inside Studio G on Monday night, they tried to bring it up and talk to him about it. And he just said, now that was a special moment for the people that were there. Like, I'm not talking.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Yeah, which just goes to show how great of a stand-up person he is.
Right.
He doesn't want the recognition for it. He did it for that person, and that's right. What he wants. Just makes me love him even more. Right. Like, if I didn't know you, I was always a fan of Garth Brooks, but just knowing you and how much you pay attention to him and hearing things from you have made me so much more of a fan to him.
Right.
And I usually wouldn't go to a concert twice to see somebody. Because you don't get to see him very often. You know, you want to see somebody new. But because of you, with Garth, I would go again.
Oh,
in a heartbeat. I'd go again.
Well, this was number 7 for me.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And it wasn't my last. No. So it was absolutely worth it. Yeah, I loved every minute of it. And then, you know, we had good company in Vegas. Yeah. And then we went and we did the escape room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, two of them. Yeah, man,
we liked the first one so much. Oh, man.
If you want some crime, Jacob, we could talk. I mean, you see crime in Vegas. Just walk down the strip and you're going to see some crime. I mean, there's crime everywhere.
That's one of the things I was going to talk about in this episode. So it's really hard being from the Midwest to walk down the strip. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're used to talking people. If they try to talk to you, you stop and say hello and you talk to them. But when you're walking the strip, if people try to talk to you, they're trying to sell you something.
Yeah, they're trying to bamboozle you. And it's not even in a respectable manner either.
No.
Like, I can respect someone out there just trying their hardest. And
right.
Like those guys that were doing the breakdancing that night when you guys were at the concert and we left. They were just doing breakdancing. They were doing backflips. And I was like, you know what? I appreciate you that you're chasing your dream. I'll put some money in the hat for you and we'll try to do everything. And then they get 6 people in line like they're going to do a big backflip over them. And then they come get their money. And then they move all of them and have one person hold them up for a second. It's like, well, you know, I was trying to support your dream. And then I clearly just see that you're just ripping me off.
You told me that. Yeah. And then as we were walking through the strip for the rest of the weekend, that same show happened in like 4 or 5 different locations.
Oh, yeah.
And the group of people around them was crazy. They had a huge, I mean, it would back up the strip.
Yeah.
You could barely get past everybody.
That's what it was when we were there. I mean,
they're making bank, dude.
Oh, when
they're
doing making ridiculous stuff. Amounts of money, just ripping people off out of their money. Like, at least do something. Like, earn it.
So our friend Marissa met us down there, and remember, she bought the CD.
Yeah.
So another huge thing that they'll do is people
will...
And
put nothing on it, yeah.
Well...
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your story.
No. But. So I was going to tell you, because that's what I told her, too. So they'll have CDs, and they'll start... And they're really nice people. I mean, they're trying to sell you something, right? So,
yeah, they're from whatever state you're from.
And... Right. They're telling you, you know, a town close by that they've just visited and this and that. And this guy said that he had just been in Council Bluffs. and he's a rapper, and that he had this CD for sale, and basically had their attention long enough that they then were like, okay, we'll buy the CD. And then he wants like $60 for it. And they're like, get out of here, man. So they end up buying it for $20, which is still asinine for this disc that you don't even know if there's anything on it. And I told her, I said, I've heard stories of it just being a blank disc. She did say there was actually music on the disc.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. At least you didn't get completely ripped off. Right.
So I told her all that, and then she went and checked it, and she actually did have. So.
Well, we got out after like an hour at our magic show, and I think you guys ended up having like 2 more hours than us, and we didn't know what to do, so we're like, you know, let's just take an Uber and go up and down the strip or whatever. I can't remember what we did. I was way too intoxicated, but we ended up doing that, and I had to get directions from the lady. I can't remember what it was for. I think it was maybe to like an Uber spot. And one of those girls that walk around half naked and charge to take pictures. Oh, yeah. And they were being really nice. They gave us great advice and stuff. So I said, well, Jacqueline, let's just take a picture with them. We'll have it for us. And that'll help them since they helped us. And they took a picture and had us hold their leg up and everything. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, well, that's $100. And I said, no, it ain't. I ain't paying $100 for directions. Like, no way. I was like, here's $20 for you and $20 for her. She's like, well, it's supposed to be more than that. Can you at least give me some money for the person taking a picture? I was like, yeah, sure. Here's 2 fives. Like, that's what you get. She argued with me, and I just walked away. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
You got what I gave you. They just try to hustle whatever they can get out of you.
So, not this time, but Sam and I learned. So, it was like the last time that we were there. No. First time I was there, sorry. So, like, a couple years ago. The gal, like, had these furry handcuffs and was trying to put, like, cuff Sam and I together. Mm-hmm. And we kept trying to walk around. She kept pushing and kept pushing. And then she, like, finally just, like, clipped them on us. And then we laughed, but we were still trying to walk away. And then she was like, all right, if you've had fun, you have to pay me something. So it's just, well, now,
my discretion.
Now I'm to the point where it's like, okay, these people try to talk to you, and you just walk past and just snub them. Like, stop talking to me.
Well, I learned that after the first night, but I wish that the concert wasn't the first night. And I would have had one night to walk around with you guys, because I bet I lost $80 to $100 just trying to, like, with the people break dancing and the girls getting directions. And me and Jacqueline even talked about that. Like, wow, the concert would have been Friday, so we had one night with Jamie and Sam to kind of walk around and catch the ropes from them instead of splitting up and then going out there and learning that lesson the hard way. But if you learn something the hard way, it sticks better anyway.
It does. I mean, that's how it happened to us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we went and we didn't know. And so now you just have to totally.
Yeah, ignore
and it's
them.
It's tough, man, because they just get, some of them will just jump right in your way. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that leads us kind of into some of the other stuff. So ever since COVID hit, the crime rate in Vegas has been crazy, right?
Skyrocketed. It's weird. You'd think it would slow down with people not out as much. But
I think a ton of people were out of work, right? Because they shut everything down the way that they did all the craziness during COVID, right? And so all these people were looking for stuff. So there was a lot more. There was like a major uptick in burglaries, this and that. Don't get me wrong. This is like, when you look up statistics, they're not one of the top crime-ridden cities. I kind of thought maybe they would be. And I think that they kind of are in property crime. They're really high in property.
So like outside of the strip.
And yeah, speaking of which, you want to visit Chicago?
No, thank you.
No, there's nothing about Chicago. No. I wouldn't mind flying low over it just to see the big buildings and stuff. Okay, I mean, it's like a second New York.
I think it'd be, you got to see Chicago at some point in time. It's neat to go. It's fun to walk.
Have you been?
I've been.
You been?
Yep.
Is that right?
And it's neat, but when I went, you know, 15, 20 years ago, the crime was dramatically lower than what it is now. Now it's like number one across the board on everything, right? So as far as Vegas goes, because that's what we're talking about right now. So during COVID, they actually had to place law enforcement in the buildings on the strip because they were losing people because the crime was starting to bleed over into the casinos pretty bad. And so the casinos were even not keeping people. Yeah. They had no shows going, no nothing, but at least there was still gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were just getting robbed. That's actually what happened at the Rio Hotel, which is off the strip. And so we were booked to stay there a couple years ago. And they told us the reason we couldn't, because they ended up moving us to Bally's, which is on the strip. And they said the reason that we couldn't stay at the Rio was because at the Rio, people were gambling, and then while they're walking to their room in the casino, right? So they're there. They just go up the elevator. They were getting robbed in the hallways.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Which is just nuts. Because usually, like, from my experience, the one time I just went, like, once you get back to your hotel, once you get into a hotel or into a building, you're safe. You're right. Safe from all the crap. You're safe from the solicitors, everything.
Right.
So that's just nuts to get back to where you think you're safe and then you actually get robbed.
Right.
Nuts.
Well, I mean, then you're also talking, if you're gambling, you know, you're taking anywhere from, you know, a few hundred dollars to a few thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And you've just got that in your pockets. You're down there, you're gambling and stuff like that. And if you win...
I think I'd call somebody's bluff in the hallway. I mean, you're gonna shoot me on camera. You're gonna go to prison for life on camera.
They don't care, dude.
Yeah, probably.
They're
not
even thinking about that.
Probably not.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think the problem was, especially at that time, you know, all of the crime was moving into the hallways and stuff like that. So,
which is nuts.
But that's where it was fun to go down to Fremont Street, because down on Fremont Street, the solicitors can't solicit you unless they're in that.
I liked Fremont Street. I wish we would have more time on that street, actually.
So I don't mind Fremont Street.
It's not as great as the actual strip now, but
right.
But yeah, for what it is, okay. they really did make the most of it.
Oh, they
in
did.
In my opinion,
yeah,
they did a great job.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I say you always got to spend one day going down and messing around on Fremont Street.
Definitely.
But I am always happy to be back down on the strip. I enjoy the strip more.
I still can't believe we had, three full days there and we didn't even...
No, you didn't.
And we spent most of it walking and we still didn't get...
Yeah, we got barely a little bit of time in each thing.
Yeah, nuts.
And that was with really only one show apiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, two escape rooms that only took an hour.
Yeah, those escape rooms were awesome, though.
Oh, yeah, they were worth it, 100%.
We got to give a shout out to... what was that place called?
It's called The Escape Room, I think.
I don't think it was called... No, The Escape Game.
The Escape Game.
The Escape Game.
It was,
it's in Caesars.
It was
it's on
great.
The third floor.
That was 5-star rated. If you're going to go there and you want to do an escape room, they had two places when I looked it up for us to book it that were 5-star. I did that one because on the maps, just from glancing at it, from the distance between there and our hotel, was really close, which really worked out. It was across
the street. Yeah, it was
just across the street. Who knew that across the street takes 30 minutes to get to, but...
Right, right.
You know, yeah. Just... Great. I loved it.
Yeah, you just go into Caesar Shops and then you go up to the third floor and then it's off on the left side.
And you're right. It's called The Escape Game.
The Escape Game. They have multiple different things. Oh, dude. Movie quality sets.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, we did the...
Special Ops.
Special Ops.
Mystery Game,
Yep. We did the Special Ops the first day and enjoyed it so much we just rebooked for the next day.
Booked it on the way out. Yeah. And it was great.
That one was awesome. We had to disarm a nuclear warhead.
Yeah. And after you got out of like some fucking Tiberian marketplace.
Oh, yeah, that's
shoes
right.
Shoes and stuff. So you had to work your way out of there, go into an elevator, and then
hear
a new chat, then go into another area where you had to fucking...
And that was...
Disarm a nuke, which you actually turned out you were arming the nuke towards a place that you were, like, in America. So then you had to cancel it somehow. And, it was just great.
It was awesome.
You got to work together. Luckily, we had six good people working together.
And we did.
It took all six of us, too.
Oh,
both times.
Both times.
Every single person had something very crucial to put in.
Like, oh, absolutely. I think it was, we had a great group. Yeah.
Great
and time. We escaped the first one with, like, 9 minutes to spare.
Yeah. Second time was 3 minutes maybe?
It was like
we
two
were,
something.
It
was,
we did way more clues and we had to, though. We were running out of time.
Right. And that one was awesome. That was like Alcatraz cells.
Yeah.
Then we had to get out of the cells into
the
main commons area.
Yeah. Split the group up to where you got three of you in one cell and three of you in another cell. Can't see each other. All you can do is hear each other talk and you got to work together somehow and escape out of it. I mean, it's going to be tough. That set, for me, that being my first escape room, that set the bar very high.
Oh, dude.
I feel like I'm going to be let down anytime I do another one.
Yeah, you almost can't do another one unless you're back in.
Was that
like
Saw? The movie Saw?
In a way, I mean, the clues and stuff like that, like, it was nuts.
Yeah.
You guys would love it. I'd love to go out there with you guys.
So when you, the one that we did in Deadwood, just doesn't compare. That one was such a letdown.
Yeah.
This one in Vegas, dude. Yeah.
They had a, so we had a window in our room that was like a maze, and it had a little metal ball in it. And they have the magnet on the other side. So they got to stick to our ball and go through this maze. And we got to yell at them and tell them, like, hey, go left, go up, go right. Get through all this crazy maze just to unlock a key. And then we got to throw little tennis balls that are inside of a sock that was inside of a pretend toilet. We got to, like, toss it out of our cell into a laundry basket just to get them a key and get them to escape. So then they can come around and get us to escape. And then we were just
in the commons area.
Yeah, we're just in the regular, the cellar.
The wall opens, and we were in this little weird hallway behind the cells.
It's like a mechanical room with gauges and all kinds of stuff and all kinds of different clues and keys. And then we finally get through that.
Yeah. And then there was like this...
A little hole this big.
Like a manhole that opens.
Yeah.
And then we had to slide through a tube into a little room. Yeah. And then we came into the warden's office.
The warden's office, yeah. You crawl through a little hole, bring yourself into the warden's office. It's got a big chessboard, and it's got an office.
Not
really an office, but just cool stuff. No, it was an office. Chessboard.
It was definitely the warden's office.
Yeah.
And then you had to work through all of these different maps and all these other clues and these books, and then it led us to this wire that we ended up cutting the wire, and that opened the front door.
Cut a wire so it disarms the alarm system, and it just ends up opening the door, and it was just cool. It was awesome. Yeah. Great time. You guys would love it.
If anybody's watching this, go check out on social media, TikTok and Facebook. No, on my my Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if you go look it up, our Fussback, man, our Facebook Fussback. Go check out our Facebook page. Or our TikTok page, because I shared some pictures from the trip that we're talking about. And I put pictures of the cells and our escape trip in there. I can show you guys here when we're done.
And gosh, there's so much good food there, too. Like, we didn't have enough time to really pick a place because it's just, you're going so fast trying to get through the days. But Margaritaville was wonderful. The Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas was great. Dude. I've only had Hard Rock one other time, and it was just fantastic. I even got fajitas just to have something different because we'd had so many burgers the whole time we were there, and they were phenomenal. Phenomenal steak fajitas. I mean,
I watched tons of videos before we went. There's all kinds of like hidden bars. There's this one hidden bar. You go into a barbershop. It's an active barbershop.
There's a real barbershop.
And at the back of the barbershop, there's a door, and it's got one of the little slide windows.
Yeah.
And you have to give them, like, a password, and then they open the door, and then you go into this club.
Huh.
And in the club, there's, like, one of their drinks. It's an IV bag. And then you, like, suck off the IV bag.
Really?
And it's got liquor or something in it.
We should have did what Jacqueline's dad told us to do. He gave us good advice. He said, you won't hear it, you won't see it advertised, but you got the train tickets where you can literally go to the back of almost every single building, jump on a train, it takes you all the way down the strip. We should have done it. The only reason we did is we wanted to see all the stuff and experience it. But
I don't even know where that's at. I've heard about it.
It's there. I think it's on both sides. Maybe. And it's like on every side. But now that we've actually walked it and seen it, I say next time we get them, we just ride all the way down. If we want to stay at Harrah's again, let's do it. We'll just catch the train.
I like Harrah's. It's right in the center.
I love Harrah's. But so from there, if you're riding the train, though, you can get all the way down to each end quick, and we can see everything we didn't see. And next time, I'm going to see Shelby.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want to see the Pawn Stars place.
Haven't been there yet.
We just didn't have time to do it. You haven't been there yet either?
I haven't been to the Pawn Stars.
We got
to
go.
So Larson. So
a little boring, ain't it?
So Larson, Nick, and I, the girls went and did a spa day. And then we went down and did Shelby American. And
I bet that was awesome, too.
And then I didn't want to spend the money for another Uber. And I thought that Harley was pretty close. So we decided to walk. But it turned out to be almost 2 miles, I think.
Wow.
Through the southern end of the strip. And it was sketchy.
I'd love to do that next time. I say we get the girls, we get Sam and Jacqueline some spa stuff, and you and me just give ourselves a couple hours to go do whatever we want. Go check out the bunny ranch, whatever.
Las Vegas crime?
Oh, is that what we're talking
is
about?
Is that what you're ready for?
You came to the wrong podcast if you're wanting us to get to the point there, buddy.
Maybe.
We have to put timestamps.
So I can see it says, I mean, it's not listed on most dangerous cities in the United States. Number one, Memphis, Tennessee. I did not know that.
That is Chicago.
Not according to this.
That is wrong.
This is populationu.com.
What does that even mean?
This is from 22 and 23, so I mean this
population
is...
Population U, bro. You know what movie that's from? Nope. Dodgeball. Wow, Hurt City, population of you, bro.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's wow, true. Surprisingly, it's Memphis, Detroit, Little Rock, Arkansas, and then Pueblo, Colorado.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I would have never guessed that. Actually, we were just in, Jacob and I were, and your mom and Nick, last summer we were in Memphis, Tennessee. We went to Graceland.
It's the murder capital right now.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I'm seeing that right now.
What is?
Memphis.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I know. It says most dangerous. 8 years ago, it was Tulsa.
Now, I don't know what this means. What I haven't clicked on the actual link. This is just what's popping up. So I don't understand what's going on. What they're basing the most dangerous off. Is it, you know. But violent crime, I don't believe that. It says robbery, aggravated assault. All of those things. I think everything is up. I know that they've been saying crime is up in Las Vegas.
It's up everywhere, I assume.
And I'm pretty sure that they're basing that on all since COVID. You know what I mean? So I think the last, like, 3 years, they're saying, wow, crime is out of control. And I can see that it probably would be. Just the amount of mental health issues that you see when you're walking the strip. I mean, you see a lot of mental health issues.
Oh, a lot.
And it's sad that that's... Very. But it's a major problem. You see a lot of it out in Las Vegas. All right. So, to combat some of the burglaries that are happening in Las Vegas, they put out a little deal. It says, keep your doors locked, windows secured. Keep extra key with a neighbor that you trust. When you do make a big purchase, try not to make it too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Break down the large boxes into smaller ones when you discard them. All of that type of stuff. Do not flash that you've made big purchases.
Yep.
Be a part of the neighborhood watch. Make sure that the door between the house and the garage is locked. Do not leave the garage door opener in the vehicle if it's parked outside. Always make it look like someone is home by taking the help of a friend if you need to. So if you're gone on vacation, have people stop by, pick things up, turn on lights, turn off lights. And then also think about meeting with crime prevention specialists, Metro Police officers.
We just need to do what they did in Home Alone.
Apparently, the Metro Police officers in Vegas will provide, they must act as like a specialist to the residents to help them out, to let them, to give them advice and that type of thing. Okay.
Yeah, let's start talking about the crime now.
This episode wasn't necessarily about crime. It was about cracking crime going to Vegas.
Right.
Yeah. We ain't got too much more time, and old Seth's going to have to go to bed.
Wait, all thousands and thousands of people that listen to our podcast are here listening to us talk. All right? Okay. They're listening to our conversation right now.
Is it live?
No. Yes.
No, it's not.
No, it's not live. Yeah, but we don't edit. So it is what it is.
Exactly. Keep it
so there's a series of burglaries on the west side of Vegas right now. They're being investigated by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. But apparently it's been a pretty major thing with burglaries. I think this says in the west side. That's according to the news. Out in Las Vegas. Are you excited about that? Jacob, do you have anything to add?
Do you?
Maybe we should start on the crime.
I'm just talking about burglaries.
Okay, then start talking about one. then just move on.
So, how much more crime do you want?
Okay.
Exactly. So, you said you had a lot to cover. You were just telling stories for us all, like, 30 minutes.
I don't like your attitude.
I know. It's like a major attitude. This isn't cracking any crime whatsoever.
Not at all.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not cracking any crime. You're just cracking jokes.
That's Joe Rogan Experience isn't always about Joe Rogan and his experiences.
Wait a second. Are you kidding me? That's all that Jacob's there for.
That's all Jacob's there for.
My goodness, yeah. Man.
Every single podcast has to be exactly what the title says at all times.
You're a guest on the show.
You said I was a co-host.
You're starting to act like a guest.
You're not co-hosting very much right now.
You're starting to be very co-y and less hosty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hosting means that our listeners are enjoying this experience.
It doesn't hear anything.
F you, bro.
I'm trying to talk, but...
You could have chatted a little bit. All right.
I tried to.
I have a story. I have a story. Do you want to hear a story?
No.
Last name Nancy. First name negative.
All right. So, one of the biggest... Are you here? Are you ready? One of the biggest burglaries in Vegas history was from the Bellagio Casino in 2010.
What?
Now that's co-hosting.
That's crime right there, buddy. Bellagio?
Bellagio?
2010? Things happening?
All Seth's sound effects, let's just say we added in post.
I don't like your attitude, but...
All right, they called this guy the Biker Bandit. So he comes flying up.
Flying, not walking.
Anthony Michael Carleo.
I just imagine was living the
Carleo, not Rosales.
Yeah, are we listening to my story now? You wanted a story, and now
you want a crime.
Yeah, we're to the crime. We've spent too
Hope
much
you're
time
hungry
just talking.
And your plate's empty.
Yeah.
We're about to pass. We're
supposed to be making fun of the crime.
We gotta state it first.
Look at this crowd.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Anthony Michael Carleo. Was the son of a Las Vegas judge.
Judge.
He comes flying up, pulls right up into the front area.
In front
of the Bellagio.
Bellagio.
Steps off of his motorcycle.
Leaves
the helmet on. Walks into the casino.
Doesn't skip. He walks.
He didn't skip. He wasn't skipping at all.
He's striding slowly.
He walks in, walks right up to a craps table.
Not a roulette.
Not roulette.
Not a slot.
It was a craps table.
Craps.
Yeah. He then brandishes a firearm.
Not a BB gun.
Not a BB gun. No.
Not a bow and arrow.
Oh,
don't fall back.
Whoa. That was almost
fantastic.
It was
a lot. It was to slow it down.
Yeah.
He about fell out of
Jacob
his chair.
Jacob almost flipped the chair.
We are blowing his socks off. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to take in. I hear you. First time I heard it, jism.
What do you mean? This is the first time.
That's not right.
So, he walks in.
Sorry, Jesus.
Wearing a motorcycle helmet.
Are you saying
walks
sorry,
up,
Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Walks up to a craps table, brandishes a firearm.
Sure does.
Demands all of the chips from the craps table.
Every last one of them.
They hand him all of the chips off the table.
Mm-hmm.
He then runs out of the front of the building, jumps back on his motorcycle, tears away, gets away.
I would have went to the gate and cashed out first.
He should have. He did not.
Yeah,
because he's stupid.
So now he's got $1.5 million worth of chips.
He had that at one craps table? Are you shitting me?
They didn't fuck around.
Was
You've
it
been
a high
to the Bellagio
table?
It was the Bellagio, dude.
Oh,
you just
yeah.
We were just at
Everything
the Bellagio.
Everything there is high roller.
Yeah, we were trying to gamble, and it was like 25 minimum. Yeah.
Which is like, geez. Well, actually, dude, it was like 50, 100 minimum. It was nuts. Because I'll fuck with the 20, 25. I'll do that.
Ugh,
maybe.
Gosh, I like the $5.
I don't feel great about it. Yeah, I feel better at a 15, you know, or 20.
Right.
But
yeah.
When you walk up and put $200 down and they give you $5 chips, you know you're at the wrong table.
So his run for freedom was recorded on security video that was seen around the world within hours, right? Turned out a few days earlier, he had stolen $20,000 worth of chips from the Suncoast Hotel in the same manner. So now he's done it twice. Two separate hotels.
Did he ever cash out any of it?
So it turns out he was actually staying at the Bellagio.
Oh, shit.
So then he, like, goes around the block, comes back, and then they'll he, like, walks know. Back out. And he's like, hey, what's up, dude? Yeah. So it actually turns out
to be... Was he wearing
a
mask or anything, at least? I mean, or was it just his face? His bare face, is it say?
What's that?
Did, like, was he wearing a mask or anything? Or was he, does it say if, like, he was just...
He was wearing a motorcycle helmet.
Motorcycle helmet, right. So he, a full face one, not full, just the top.
Right.
Okay,
he pulls
right.
up on the front, and then gets off the motorcycle, leaves it sitting out front, walks straight in the front doors, still wearing it, walks up, brandishes a firearm. They give him $1.5 million in chips. He walks back out, jumps on the bike, takes off. Gone.
Doesn't even change clothes when he comes back, though?
Probably not. No,
comes
I'm
back
guessing
in,
he's not real smart.
This
one, I just tried reading it. Eventually, he's caught because he bragged about getting away with it. And he was trying to sell the chips.
Wow.
And he couldn't sell the chips.
Well, yeah. Right?
He's trying to sell millions of dollars worth. I mean, the only place you can take them is be back to the Bellagio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
and I wonder how they would do that, too. Like, if you get 1.5 in chips stolen, do you change all of your chips? I mean, what do you do? Like,
I'm guessing.
How do you prevent that?
I'm guessing there's
the
something. I don't know. I'm guessing that they've got some security.
Some kind of method, you would think. Yeah. Have you ever seen Ocean's 11?
Actually, that's hilarious because I have Ocean's 11 brought up. I was gonna tell you Ocean's 11 as a crime and see if
I made Jackson watch it this week because I was like, oh, we just went to Vegas. You've never seen Ocean's 11?
So you would have picked up on it. Oh, I should have done it. So I hadn't got to it. It's actually up on my deal. So I was gonna start talking about John Bennett.
Yeah, dude, I'd have caught it so quick because I just watched it 2 days ago.
I was so gonna do that. That
Jackson's
awesome.
Such a lame ass, dude. She was falling asleep in the first 20 minutes. I'm like, you
have
no
God.
Idea how great of a movie this is. It's like they made fucking two more, and then they just come out with another one where it's like his daughter or something like that. I haven't seen that one. Have you? The new
I have
one?
No one. No.
Or have they not came out with it yet? Have you heard of it?
Maybe they're just making it. I haven't heard of it.
Maybe
that
they
one.
Are making it. I just remember reading that they were gonna come out with an Ocean where it's like his daughter and like this girl version. They're gonna have. She's gonna have a couple girls that are her friends. They're gonna rob Vegas. I mean, and I haven't seen. I've seen Ocean's 11. Haven't seen 12 or 13.
What?
Yeah, haven't.
Oh, never that's crazy. You have to see.
So they're just as good.
Oh yeah.
Great. Now I'm excited for this shit.
And they're basically
wait.
The same movie.
Pretty much. Just
pretty much the same
new,
movie.
Funny
if you've seen the first one, you've seen the other two. But I mean,
but you
still,
gotta watch them.
They're still good.
Yeah. Great. I'm gonna watch them.
All right. So the Bellagio also had a heist in 2000. Jose Vigoa leaps over the counter at the cashier's cage, fills a bag with $160,000 worth of chips again. What a dumbass. He was a former commando in the Cuban Revolutionary Armed Forces. He wore bulletproof gear during the robbery, did not conceal his face, and was caught shortly thereafter. He's serving 4 life sentences. For multiple robberies
4?
And the murder of 2 armored truck guards.
Wow, though. Like, how do you get 4? You're just robbing, though. That should be 10, 15
well,
years.
That it sounds like he was doing a ton of bad shit. So
really?
It sounds like he did.
4
if he's serving, sentence. He killed people. Oh, well, says,
oh,
I just said it. He murdered 2 armored truck guards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear
so
that.
He must have done, I know.
Yeah, well, if you do that.
So
yeah,
back from the first one. Back from the first one. That we were talking about, Anthony Carleo. He was caught, and he is serving 9 to 27 years in Nevada prison.
That's a big span.
Yeah.
Between 9 and 20. I mean, that's huge.
I know.
A decade to almost 3 decades. I mean, that's...
I know. So I don't know what...
You know, a seventh of your life or half of your life. Like,
right.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So the Stardust Casino saw its fair share of crime over the years. Now the Stardust was one of the ones that they took down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Was that on the original Fremont or was that on the new strip?
I think it was on
down.
The new I think it was on the new strip, but it was one of the old casinos, and I think it got taken down.
And if you're talking, about the movie Casino, right? That's where I was first introduced to Vegas, really. Like, based off that movie. Was that, was most of the casinos back in the 70s, was that Fremont? Or, like, when did it go from Fremont to the new strip?
So, I'm thinking Fremont is a long, long, long time. That's even longer than the 70s. That's the old mob stuff. Yeah, that's the old mob.
Like, old, old mob
stuff. Old, old mob stuff.
Like, 50s, 40s.
Yeah.
Because they've been there forever, right?
Right.
I mean, they're still there from what I hear.
I think that the Stardust... And I'm not 100% sure, so I need to look this up. I should, if we're wrong, we're wrong, right? But I'm pretty positive that the Stardust was on the Strip, which is Las Vegas Boulevard instead of Fremont Street.
Yeah.
And I think the Stardust was the casino. I think that the movie Casino was based on the Stardust Hotel.
No shit.
So I'm pretty sure.
Because they did. They like, because of the mob, they knocked down, what, two or three casinos that they owned and controlled.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. When the mob got driven out of Vegas,
yeah,
and it was taken over now by, I guess we just call them modern day mobsters.
Which is like out of country. I mean, there's a lot of other countries that own stuff on Vegas too, like China and stuff like that, ain't there?
Yes. We got told that because we looked at that one. What was that? Oh, it was the brand new one that was on the north end of the strip.
North end. So you're talking out there by New York.
Yeah. No. That's the south end.
North end. So yeah, the other way from Harrah's, we didn't go very far.
No, I was talking to the cab driver about it that night. What's that?
You about the Rio?
No. No, the Rio is Caesars.
I gotta look up a map because you kept saying north. It was a new one. But I was so turned around, I didn't know really where we were at the whole entire time. I
mean, oh, that's crazy.
Because it was just, it's so much, it's so big, and you see it in the movies, and it's like, well, I guess I recognize that now, but from walking the strip, you don't really recognize it from the sky views they give you on the movies and stuff like that.
Oh, I do.
You see Chow jumping out of the Caesars and everything, and it just doesn't look like that from down below. Over the fountain and everything. I mean, the fountain's at Bellagio, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you just don't see it like that.
It's a little bit different. I think that it's just a little different also because it's where you were. It was your first time, so it's overwhelming.
There's a lot to take in. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the Stardust. In 1991, there was a robbery. That was an elaborate inside job involving smoke bombs. Royal Hopper, a Stardust security guard, used his two sons as imposter robbers in order to steal $150,000. So 6 months after their first robbery, they did it again. But this time they stepped it up. They attacked a guard carrying $1.1 million in cash and checks from an armored truck and used smoke bombs to conceal their escape.
Wow. $1.1 million. He's just carrying in a duffel bag $1.1 million. Back in the 90s. More, huh?
I could see it more back in the 90s than now. Yeah. I bet now there's probably almost like the armored trucks drive probably into like probably million, like a secured garage or something, I would imagine.
Well, you've seen that movie Dodgeball where he's like, he's got the suitcase, he's like, you ever seen what $100,000 looks like in person? It's like in one little sack, you know. Well, it is only 100 100s, isn't it? Like, that's not very much. So I imagine a million is what is, how many $100 bills, 1,000 of them or something like that?
Yeah, probably.
So it's not even gonna fill up a suitcase, is it? I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah,
I did not know that Fremont Street came from southeast and went up to northwest and like actually met Las Vegas Boulevard. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it does.
Until I just thought, I know it does. I'm just saying I didn't know it until I pulled this map up right here. I had no idea. Because it took us so long to get from Las Vegas Boulevard to Fremont the way they drove us.
But that's because they went over to the interstate and then they went up back off the interstate around the people and then it's all shut down on Fremont Street, so there's only certain ways to come into it and this and that. So, I mean,
which is what I told my dad when I moved here. It's like, it's crazy how it takes you 35 minutes to get to Kearney, which is that far away. But like in Holdridge, you would just go from one end of town to the other end of town, and it would still take you 35 minutes because there's so many people.
In Tulsa?
In Tulsa, yeah. Did I say it wrong?
No, you said Holdridge.
Oh, my bad. Well, I was saying Holdridge is like from Holdridge to Kearney is 35, right. 35, 36 miles. It takes 30 minutes to get there, but it takes you the same amount of time just to get a few miles from one end of town to the other end of town in Tulsa because there's so many people, so right. many lights and all that. It's crazy
it
how different it is.
It is. All right, so by the end of 92, the Stardust would be hit again from the inside. This time it was a cashier named Bill Brennan. He was assigned to count the money from the sports book. Brennan did count the money, all 500,000 of it, grabbed the money, and then walked out. He left with half of it in cash, the other half in chips. This is the one time when the law never caught up to the criminal. The FBI even placed Brennan on its most wanted list until 06. But when the Stardust closed, his case was dismissed. The crime remains unsolved. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It says in 2000, in 2000, a man decides to target Treasure Island three times before his luck runs out. Reginald Johnson, I'm guessing this is not the guy from Family Matters. Isn't that Reginald Johnson? Isn't that Carl from Family Matters? I'm guessing it's not the same guy.
I have to look at it, but I think that's his name.
He successfully robs Treasure Island in July and October, taking $30,000. But on his third attempt in December, he ends up being shot at, he shoots at and injures security guards. Police track him down, arrest him. He later pleads guilty to robbery and attempted murder. In 2005, two masked men approach the change booth at Mandalay Bay, hold up the cashier with a gun. The men fired warning shots into the ceiling and then forced the workers to the ground. They stole what still remains to this day as an undisclosed amount of money and then quickly made off to a car outside. So it sounds like they never found out who these guys were at all. 2017, someone robbed the Bellagio poker room. They wore pig masks and tuxedos, used sledgehammers to break into the jewelry store at the resort. Police arrested Sebastian Gonzalez for the robbery. In 2014, a man tries to rob the Bellagio by swiping casino chips off tables. Michael Belton and another man wore wigs and sunglasses, sprayed a blackjack dealer with pepper spray, grabbed $115,000 worth of chips, and tried to run. What's the deal with people trying to steal all these chips?
I don't get it, man. Like, you can't get away with that. Like,
you can't take it to another casino.
No, you got to go right back to the same place you took it from.
Right. So what, you just get outside and you go, deal. Oh, I made it.
Yeah,
and you just turn around.
I just gotta go right back in the zone and cash it out. And
I'm
good to go.
Like, hey, look, my name's Steve. Hello. I happen to have $115,000 worth of chips. Can I get cash, please? Yeah. And they're like, "Well, hello, Mr. Steve. Sure."
Get it, dude. I'm looking at this map.
With people
it's like,
nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I know, man. You see a lot of stuff. Done. So I found this really interesting. Apparently, you know, a lot of people talk about Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, huge. Even especially in Vegas. That's where they have like the big
town. Well, so I looked because there's actually like some form of a Comic-Con that's coming into Iowa. So then I was looking because you know, you see that type of stuff all the time. I didn't really know anything about it. Anyway, they've got a thing called Crime-Con, which I'm surprised we haven't been asked to be a part of. Because it's apparently the same thing.
We're probably too big and intimidating. Like, they're afraid. Like,
shot down. If you guys are with
CrimeCon, get a hold of us. We'll find you.
Yeah, we'll probably try to find time or something.
We'll
that seems kind of neat.
For a while, but we'll get in there.
But apparently, last year, 2022, the CrimeCon awards, hosted by Oxygen, I guess, and True Crime, was held in Vegas. And so apparently they had quite the turnout. It was apparently pretty popular. This year it's going to be in Orlando. So, a Houston man and a New York woman. Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, they're facing felony charges. So, after authorities say that they recorded having sex in public during a 30-minute ride.
On the Ferris wheel. I was actually just looking that up. Yeah, I was. Yeah. In a glass box. Yeah, I just saw it. I saw the names there. Actually, I got it. I think I still got it pulled up on my internet. Hold on. I'm going to tell you the names. You tell me if I'm right. All right. So a Houston man and a New York woman are facing felony charges after authorities say they were recorded having sex in public during a 30-minute ride in a glass-enclosed cabin on a Ferris wheel 550 feet above the Las Vegas Strip. Yep. Philip Frank Panzica III and Chloe Scordianos can be resolved without trial. Yeah, I was just looking at the exact same thing.
They were arrested on February 5th. It was her 21st birthday.
Wait, February 5th, yep. 20, yep.
First story Seth has said.
That is so funny. We're looking at the same thing.
Surveillance cameras are inside the globes.
Wow.
Yeah. They got all so if you've ever seen it, this is the one that's at the link. You've seen the big Ferris wheel?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got the big, I've never been in there. I have no intentions of ever being in there. I thought
we went into the link though, didn't we?
We went into the link, yeah. Yeah, but right out
that's
back.
That's Las Vegas Boulevard, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it's right behind the Link Casino. There's the big.
Yeah. Which is the other thing I was just looking at, like, to see how big, like, Las Vegas Boulevard is, 15th Street, and then just south of a highway, it turns into Las Vegas. But to see from where it starts all the way to where it dips, to where it ends, and to see how little we actually explored, even though we felt like we did so freaking much, is just freaking crazy.
It's crazy.
There's so much more we didn't even see.
Like, I know.
Jeez, I thought it was a little bit. I thought we missed a couple blocks on each end. I didn't know it was miles,
yeah, we probably didn't even touch anything north of the Venetian.
I mean, we got so all the important stuff. We got all the fancy stuff, I feel like. Most of it.
Yeah.
We got to see that, but just wow.
Right.
3 or 4 days of walking around, and we didn't even really touch Vegas.
Right. We didn't get to the Stratosphere. We didn't get. We didn't get to Treasure Island.
Yeah. No, I saw the Strat on there. We didn't make it to the Strat.
No, we didn't make it to the Strat. No, I know that.
We went to New York, and I felt like I was going to die just from walking. I was like, at this point, I don't even care. I just want to sit down and fucking hang out. Crazy.
All right, so it was really pretty crazy with this Ferris wheel deal, right? Because they're in this room. Now, it doesn't really say whether or not they knew each other, right? Or if they just happened to be in there. But, I'm guessing they knew each other. It was her 21st birthday, and they started having sex. And what was it? Like, they were in cabin 17. No. They were in 16. So the guests in cabin 17 didn't notice. But the ones in 15 were watching them have sex. So they started videoing it.
Oh, right? Man. And what year was this again?
2015.
Yep, that's about right.
Yep.
That's funny.
So the article was in February of 16, it says. So maybe it was February of 16.
Yeah, I bet you're looking at the same article I'm looking at.
Yeah, it was the same. You were reading the exact same thing. I had just read the whole thing before.
That's so funny.
So, they were basically just told, hey, we were having a good time. We didn't think anyone would notice. Oh, man, that's funny. All right, now I've got 10 of the most famous crimes in the history of Vegas. And honestly, they're pretty nuts. So, I thought we would read through some of these.
Yeah, I'll read a couple of them. It's... Yeah,
I know we're starting to get a little bit long. I mean, there's a lot into like this one. So, the Las Vegas Hilton was famous for headlining acts like Elvis Liberace, right?
Yeah.
Just read but
the hotel is also the scene of one of the city's most horrific crimes. So, Philip Klein had been at his new job as a busboy at the Hilton for a grand total of 2 days... when a fire breaks out in the elevator lobby near him on the 8th floor. Okay? He alerts several guests and claims he used a nearby wastebasket to throw water on the flames. The fire consumed much of the building, killing 8 people in the blaze.
Wow.
Injures more than 200 people. Jeez. This hotel goes up in flames.
Wow.
at first, since he was trying to, so they, he had this wastebasket, and he's trying to throw, so he tells people he was trying to throw water on the flames, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, initially, they hail him as a hero for trying to put out the fire. Turns out, a couple days later, he's arrested because he had put his joint out in the in the wastebasket.
Wow.
Wastebasket catches fire. He essentially throws the fire from the wastebasket. And then the whole building starts going up.
Wow.
Yeah. So he admits to starting the fire, claimed it was all accidental.
Yeah, if I started a fire and they were calling me a hero, I think I would have got the hell out of there.
Yeah. Well, apparently he was like, hey, yeah, I am a hero. And then he talked and then,
great.
Boom.
This is going fantastic. I'm going to stick around.
So he's convicted of 8 counts of murder and 1 count of arson. Sentenced to life in prison. Well, he admits that he was smoking his joint, accidentally set some curtains on fire, and then he later tells people that he had put it out. He had a friend had given him a joint laced with PCP, warning him not to smoke the whole thing at one time. He ignored the advice, and then
I think I would have kept my mouth shut. I mean, that could have been a cigarette.
He used a cigarette lighter to set fire to some curtains. So he ended up actually lighting it on fire. The Biker Bandit is number 8. This is where I had originally read that. This is the one where the Bellagio heist. Yeah, he was the son of a local judge also. That's just insane.
Wow.
Then there's the Al Bramlett murder. But here you go. This is the other one I want to talk about. So I didn't know that this was a thing. But apparently in 1993... So, okay. The casino moguls that run the Las Vegas Strip are worth billions of dollars. That can make them targets for some stuff, right? So Steve Wynn is the CEO of the company that owns Treasure Island, the Bellagio, and then in 93, he had just returned home from work when he receives a call from a man who claims to have kidnapped his daughter.
Sounds like, until you said kidnapping, it sounds like Ocean's 11, the famous guy that owns 3 casinos. And
right. Well, now he owns the Wynn. But back in 93, he's the CEO of these two.
Bellagio
Bellagio and Treasure Island. Mm. Treasure Island looks like it's in 1993.
Bellagio and Caesars were clearly, to me, the biggest and the best, though.
You didn't get to go to MGM yet.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't walk
over to
MGM.
Which I would love to go there and see MGM where they do the fights and everything. I mean, that would be great. Yeah. That would be nuts.
So it turns out, at the time, we're talking 1993... Wynn's 26-year-old daughter, Kevin, had been abducted by 2 armed men from her posh home in an exclusive Las Vegas neighborhood. The kidnappers demand $2.5 million in ransom. They settled for $1.45 million when Wynn told them that all he's got access to is the cash on hand at the casino that night. So he goes to the casino vault, loads the cash into a plastic bag. He then left it in a parked car a few miles from the strip. Once the kidnappers pick up the car and get the ransom, they then call Wynn, tell him that they could find his daughter, McCarran International Airport. Wynn finds the daughter. She's tied up, but she's safe in a car in the airport.
Wow. That's not the same airport that we went to either, is it?
It is.
It is?
Yep.
Crazy.
The police then received their break just 1 day later when a sporting club manager named Ray Cuddy walks into a car dealership in Newport Beach, California, tries to pay for a brand new Ferrari with $200,000 cash.
Jeez.
When Cuddy returned to the dealership a few days later to finalize the purchase, the FBI was sitting there waiting for him. Shortly after Cuddy's arrest, his accomplice, Jacob Sherwood, was also arrested. Both men were convicted of a litany of charges related to the kidnapping. They were sentenced to decades in federal prison.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you just robbed a place like that, why is the first thing you think to do is to go buy a fucking Ferrari with cash? And not only to not leave with the vehicle immediately, but to have to come back and do paperwork a few days later. I mean, you had it coming, dude. I would have went to a used car dealership. Bought the fanciest thing they had at a used car dealership, so it's probably like a fucking 2008 Tahoe or something. Something with low miles, you know, and get the fuck out of there.
I know.
Why would... a fucking Lamborghini? Are you kidding me?
I know.
With cash?
I knew that we had a ton to talk about today, so I
we
wasn't...
We might have to do a part one, part two, to be honest with you.
I know, we might have to.
This
because,
is nuts.
Yeah,
we're
there's,
at that point.
Yeah, and there's a ton more to talk about, but and honestly, this one... almost deserves a full on. I mean, I'm sure that
I say we label this part one, and then we do a part two for.
And then we try to do another part two.
Yep.
Okay.
We do it this week, as long as you're not sick.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see what we're gonna do. We're gonna put this one out, and
we're gonna label it part one. I say we do a part two. Like, we're both obviously giddy about it. We have plenty more to talk about, I say. So I say
right.
For sure label this part one.
Okay.
Let's do a part two.
And then we'll do a part two.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna be in that one.
What,
yeah.
Jacob?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be in that one.
You don't? Well, what?
Same,
why not?
Not enough crime. He's a crime junkie. You know? He's like Christopher Walken. He wants more cowbell. He wants more crime. He needs it. He's got a hanker. The only remedy is more crime.
I'm more of a person that'll try to listen to the story rather than most of their like jokes.
The banter.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Jeez,
we're kind
hey,
of a
you know,
we're kind of an episode all about the banter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Also, I would like to give a shout out to Mr. Brady Altmer.
Who's that?
Yeah.
That is my brother-in-law Will's nephew. You know.
Oh,
Brady.
Yeah,
no,
the guy that. The reason I have a chair on the way.
Yes.
I don't know you, but I would like to thank you. A lot.
God, I swear if you started just like saying, this is a friend of a friend of a...
It's a friend of a friend of a guy I knew once.
That's right. Yeah, so Mr. Brady bought Seth a chair. We've been talking about
finally,
it, about joining our Patreon. And
a
he went
customer,
ahead and
a
bought
fan.
The chair. He is a real
Dude's
fan.
Dude's out to you.
Yeah. So we definitely appreciate it.
You'll be getting a shout out from me every episode onward from the time I get that chair. Every time I sit in it, I will, this is great. Thank you, good sir. Do appreciate it.
So we definitely do appreciate that. And everybody, go check out all of our social media accounts, okay? We put stuff out there all the time.
Yeah,
that's where you're going to know the most information about what we got going on.
The gram, the book, the tweeter, the hog, the holder. It means a lot.
It does. It all means a lot. We appreciate all of our listeners. So go check us out, all of our social media, and join our Patreon. We don't need help getting a chair anymore, but we do need some other equipment.
Oh, yeah.
So absolutely join it. You don't have to be a family of the show. You can do one of the smaller ones. Check us
mm-hmm.
out on Patreon at Kraken Crime. Everything else at Kraken Crime. So, that's all I got. You guys got anything?
Nope.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you guys. Until part two. We'll do part two this week, and then we'll get that one put out.
Parte numero dulce. That's a little bit of Italian and Spanish. Very bisexual, lingual. Very bilingual.
You don't even know what you're saying anymore.
Venus.
Alrighty guys, thank you. We'll see you next week.
See you.